happy, okay? Now just.
We will call the Board of Supervisors meeting for March 23rd, 2022 to order at 8:47 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, and Lytle. Up first, consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held March 9th, 2022. Approve all claims through March 23rd, 2022 in the amount of $534,859.56. Accept claim number 2203-0232 to Johnny's Welding Inc. in the amount of $8.64 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve reappointment of Steve Whitwer as board member to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a 3-year term. Receive and place on file statement from Sheriff's Office on collection of distress warrants for February 2022.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle.
Perry.
Second by Dorn. Any items on the consent agenda to discuss?
I request we remove the minutes from the consent agenda.
Item 2 will be removed from the consent agenda. Any other discussion on the consent agenda? Seeing none, I would ask you to vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Item 2, approved minutes of the meeting held March 9th, 2022. Mr. Schuler.
Yes, I'd like to strike the statement says Schuler wanted to allow the public to put items on the county website. That should be corrected to Schuler wanted the public to request, make a request to a supervisor for putting items on the website.
Would that be a motion?
Yes.
We have a motion by Schuler to strike the language as he stated and change that to Schuler would like members of the public to be able to request items to be placed on the website by a supervisor at their discretion?
Yes.
As a correction to the minutes for the meeting held March 9th, 2022. We have a motion by Schuler. Do we have a second?
What was actually stated? I mean,
that's how I remember him stating that. It's just more just a correction to the minutes.
Okay. Second.
Second by Juergens. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove the large claim number 2203-0232 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $8.64 to be voted on. This brings the total amount of claims approved through March 23rd, 2022 to $534,868.20.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle. Second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 4 in favor, with Mr. Juergens abstaining.
Don, I kind of need that check this afternoon, too.
I'll see what I can do to rush
this. I thought maybe you forgot a couple zeros.
I would hope there's an itemization.
One or two washers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Would they buy a bolt?
I think a hose fitting. I don't remember.
Comments from the public. Request for future agenda items. We kind of have our standard public here. Welcome to all of you. Glad you're here. Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights. Mr. Byers is not going to make it in today, so we'll turn it right over to Mr. Jones.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I talked to the committee about getting a proposal for a fire alarm system out at the extension office, so we'll see what that comes in at. Replacing the tree on the west side. Unfortunately, we replaced them already once. One made it, one didn't, so he is going to take it out. And we're going to try another one next fall, but we are going to try and condition the soil better. We're wondering if it's too acidic or something in that area. Skyline, I did check with them. Last week, they came in and got some of the copper flashing that flew off of the courthouse during that windstorm to get the profile. I think they're still waiting on a price to turn into NERMA for that. Otherwise, I talked to Jesse Maines, and he had told me that as soon as they get approval, they should be able to start working on the evidence building and the courthouse. So we'll hopefully get that rolling here soon. I just had an issue with our every door that has a lock on it. There's a little little controller on those, and they're like a little mini computer. I was forewarned earlier that some of those are aging out. They're getting to where they can't take any more updates or anything. So they still have a memory. They still open and close at the same time, but we would be unable to change that schedule if we wanted just to lock that door. It's not going to recognize it. So he is going to give me a price. I know they're several hundred dollars a piece, so it's not too big a deal, but there might be quite a few of them coming up to where we will have to start replacing them. And the last thing would be I see where to approve or disapprove the World Down Syndrome Day lighting, which would just involve some colored lighting on the courthouse. So I'll wait till that comes up on the agenda.
Are you going to move that closer to the sidewalk, or are you going to leave it up by the courthouse?
The
lighting of the...
Well, we would use the floodlights, yes.
I thought it was a colored light.
It is a color. It's a lens for the floodlights.
Okay.
So I will discuss that when the time comes on the agenda.
Anything for Mr. Jones? Thank you, sir. Equalization, we had good conversation. We'll be talking about referees. When did Patty say things will be going out?
March 31st.
March 31st, the evaluations will be going out. Otherwise, as Mr. Byers would say, all is equal. Finance and insurance.
Large ticket items. City Beatrice, quarterly EMS services, $45,264.96. Washington County Sheriff, Board of Inmates, $13,950. Manili Wagner and Associates, Engineering Consulting, $24,686.55. NMC Exchange, Greater Blades, $38,050.24. Sapp Brothers Fuel, $24,557.10.
864.
I said large ticket items.
Anything else for finance and insurance? Human resource, employee relations, typical HR type things for any organization our size. We did check on FMLA, those sheets, just requesting not to have it is not sufficient. The employee may not designate not to have FMLA, even if the employee would not like to have it. So the employer must send out the FMLA paperwork. Should the employee not want to fill that out, they may file it in the trash, but the option is given to them. I guess this is directed kind of towards Mark, if you would pass that along to the guys, or next time I'm down there, I can too. But we did look into it. We are required. I really hope we weren't required, but we did our due diligence. We did our due diligence, and we are required to send that paperwork down there. Law enforcement, emergency management. Lisa won't be up today.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, again, I'm here today about money. I've been stalling on this probably for 2 years. Back in January 2020, I think the state Supreme Court said that they want everybody to start going to use citations. And I've been stalling because I know that's one more thing we're going to have an IT person deal with because I hear they're kind of a pain. Roger talked to me yesterday a little bit. We're talking about it. It's causing some problems for his office now to do his job. And so we're kind of thinking now's the time we're going to have to act on it. It's, again, an unfunded mandate, which is atypical. There's no grant funds available at this time that I'm aware of. I've made contact with my person up in the state to see what, if any vendors have been given any state bidding prices, so at least get somebody to talk about it. But Roger can kind of get you a little bit up to speed on how it affects his office and trying to do some prosecutions on things, but it's coming down the pike for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's directly out of the Supreme Court. Like you said, it's 2 or 3 years because when we first got it, we contacted our software people, what it would cost. I punched that into my budget for the next year, and we've been on it. We converted to BPD, Beatrice Police, over a year ago. And, again, it's not one of these, like, we'd like you to do it. It's like you will do it in the court or if we don't do it or can refuse to take the tickets. I know the overweight things you don't care about, but...
No, State Patrol's already got them.
You know, it's one way you can cut down the sheriff's staff because it was, you only need about two of them.
You say we can cut the sheriff's staff?
No, he was delirious. He had a donut and the sugar got to him and he wasn't thinking right. So,
I understand. I can't tell you exactly what it cost up.
I don't either. I know the city, a year or two ago, the city went and got him and Chief called and said they had grant money for it at that time. I still don't want to spend the money. So he found out that the grant was for the equipment, but it wasn't for the installation. It wasn't for the maintenance agreement to go with it, so it wasn't free. I mean, let's just face it, it wasn't. So,
I saw the State Patrol's crawling. Just this is, I mean, I know they have that. They were crawling around like roaches yesterday, pulling people over. Was there something going on yesterday that we needed 4 state troopers in Beatrice?
Not that more of
tickets.
No,
we're basically, I think, for the first time in several years, I think they're fully staffed now.
Well, do they need to be fully staffed here?
Yeah, and you got to remember, when they moved out of the office over here, they took an office on the campus of the college, and so they come from the southeast area a lot, and you'll see a lot of them just moving around, not necessarily working, but they're in and out of the office, so that might count for some of it.
Boy, they were everywhere yesterday pulling people over again.
Well, I gave them all the plates on your trucks, but I don't know if they got them all or not. They were looking, so.
Not exactly great PR for law enforcement to just be hassling people trying to drive to work, but.
But I just want the board to be aware. I'm going to try to get some information on it and then get back and figure out what we're going to do on it. So,
do you have any idea what that'll cost, Sheriff?
Roger, I don't have the foggiest idea what Bruce paid for stuff. So,
could you maybe talk to Chief and then we can, as we go through the budget process. I know you've talked about this for several years, and we will have to plan for it. But if you could get us an idea,
I'll get some
or talk
idea
to
next
some
time.
Vendors.
Yeah,
please talk to the State Patrol, too. We really like our citizens to be able to drive to work back and forth, get stuff done. We'd like to have great PR with our law enforcement, too, make you guys heroes again where everyone's happy to see you. And I'm still happy to see you, Sheriff.
Well, I'm wondering if you're ever happy to see me. I'm kind of wondering, you know.
I'm still happy. It's just...
So anyway, that's...
We want to get them to and from work safely.
To and from safely. I didn't see any accidents, so thank goodness there.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's all I had.
Mr. Shuler and I did go down Monday and present a award from NEMA, which was also from the Nebraska National Guard and several other entities, to Sophie at the Blue Springs Elementary School, Southern Elementary. She was a state winner in a poster contest for Severe Weather Week. Lisa Wiegand, our emergency manager, presented the teachers of that class as well as the principal with a bunch of postcard size replications of that poster that she made, as well as a banner that will be hung up at Southern, and then that will travel the area during weather week, possibly at the courthouse or in the courthouse lawn too. So it was really nice to have a local elementary student that submitted and won first place across the whole state from Gage County, and it was really nice. We got to talk with the class, teachers, and principals some. It was a really nice presentation from the board. Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
Your time
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll pause for just a second, Mr. Juergens. We have Mr. Reimer here to present a update from Congressman Smith's office.
Yes.
Would you give us your name for the record, please?
Absolutely. I'm Jared Reimers. I'm Congressman Adrian Smith's district coordinator out of his Grand Island office. And just as a reference before I get into the very brief update, the purpose of the Grand Island office is to provide congressional casework assistance to any individual who is or entity who is considered to be a resident of the 3rd District. And for our purposes, what that is defined as is anyone who has a mailing address within the 3rd District is eligible for congressional casework assistance. And congressional casework assistance is truly any federal issue that you may have that is essentially federal red tape. So whether that's expediting a passport, getting assistance with citizenship, dealing with the IRS, really is not relevant. Just as long as the issue is tied to a federal agency and you're a resident of the 3rd District, we are able to provide assistance in navigating that process. As far as the update is concerned, recently the congressman was promoted to the position of ranking member of the Trade Subcommittee of Ways and Means. And what that means for the district is that as a matter of protocol, 3rd District issues of trade-related items are now priority discussion within the subcommittee. And so recently, you may have noticed that there was a trade agreement that was officially authorized between the United States and the United Kingdom to modify a few currently existing trade restrictions and increase access to a few products as well. And that was something that the congressman was key in negotiating during a recent trade trip to the United Kingdom. In that role as a ranking member of the Trade Subcommittee. In addition to that, he continues to push for more access to health care options for critical access facilities. For example, recently he reintroduced a bill that would make telehealth visits officially from an insurance perspective the same as an in-person visit for any health provider that an individual would need to see. And during the pandemic, that was policy as far as insurance companies were concerned, but many of the major insurance companies have started to roll that definition of what a visit looked like back. And so that's one of the reasons why the congressman is introducing policy to try to mandate that across the board and make it standard operating procedure moving forward so that any individual with any issue that has insurance, regardless of who the carrier is, would be able to see their provider and get the health care they need at any time. That's really the update I have. Happy to take any comments, questions, concerns. I'm also happy to let you get on with your meeting.
Questions for Mr. Reimer? We always appreciate you just touching base with us.
Absolutely.
Let us know if there's ever anything we can do for you as well or Congressman Smith.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Jared.
Thank you very much.
We'll go back to Mr. Juergens, Road and Bridge.
Okay. Some of the things discussed on Monday's meeting, Mark Minnelli and Pat Grubels of Thiessen Construction working on bus river bridge options, the possible design, both patching red iron as well as repiling the bridge. Had a large discussion on gravel supplies and haulers to get started. Mark attended highway superintendent class. Superintendent test will be on April 1st at 9 o'clock. Good luck, Mark. Actions and directives. Get all roads caught up in material this year.
Anything
and
else?
He's working at it.
So, based off...
We give your name for the record, please, Mark.
Mark Kunke, Highway Superintendent. Based off that, yesterday I called all the townships and gave them a heads up to get all their allotments turned in sooner than later to play that catch-up game. That way we do not have any delays of waiting for somebody to turn their allotment ticket in.
So. I actually saw one of the blade operators this morning, and we've had constituents this morning and yesterday sending videos of their roads. So I think they're all very, very much behind you and encouraging you. So the quiet majority is not quite as quiet right now. They're pulling for you, I'll say.
But that's there was everybody was seemed pretty happy to say the goal was to catch up for the last 2 years of this year. So
I did have a question. The townships were allowed to swap out their gravel for rock last year. Blade operator asked if they could do that this year, and I said it's my understanding it's 2 miles in the spring, 2 miles in the fall. And I guess I say that questioning. I said I'll find out for sure. Is that the understanding this year? Is 2 miles can be switched in the spring and 2 in the fall for rock, or is all allocation being allowed to be switched?
That's up to the board. I'm willing to, if we can get gravel, let's get gravel.
As it currently stands, though, it's 2 in the spring, 2 in the fall in the township agreement.
There's nothing in the township agreement. We left that out. So if we do add that, we need to probably.
So it's 1 in the spring, 1 in the fall in the township agreement. Is there any.
Last year?
Oh, wait. 22. Shoot. Okay, so that's this year. So right. The stuff that they're hauling now for 21.
Right.
Is there 2 miles spring and fall in that? Or wait, 21. 21
was all.
21 they could have switched all or mm-hmm. Okay, but for 22 there's 1 mile in the spring, 1 mile in the fall.
What it normally has been years.
Okay. I guess we aren't going to be on that for quite some time. If there's any want from the board to switch any of that. I guess you sit on a township board, Eddie. Does that seem sufficient right now?
Yeah.
So if something comes up or you get a lot of
conversation. The size is at your discretion, right?
And then spot rock, of course, is on top of it. But if there's want to change that for 22, we've got some time. We'll just bring it up at that time.
I think since we're allowing the option for Columbus at this point, we can try to get gravel first, then reevaluate later.
I'm sorry, Emily.
So since we're opening up the Columbus option right now to get gravel, I think we should focus on that for now, and then we can reopen up more substitution miles later.
Okay. There's also a sign-up sheet there if anyone wants to sign up to speak at the public hearing for the 1 and 6 at 9:30. It's on the table next to the boxes of donuts, which are in celebration of Mr. Dorn's birthday. We have a timed event at 9:15. We'll skip past that for now, and we'll go to approval or disapproval of light and banner on the courthouse on 3/21 to recognize the World Down Syndrome Day. Dave, do you want to speak on that, or Mr. Merkel, either of you want to come up and
move to approve?
Second.
We have a motion by Lytle, second by Juergens. After discussion on Monday about this, any further discussion today? Seeing none, I'd ask you to vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. I think that'll be a nice tribute there as other groups in town and the area are also going to be getting on board with this. So thanks for bringing that to our attention, Mr. Merkel.
I do have a question on that. Would that include other months' awareness? I know April would be Autism Month.
It's on a item by item basis, but yes.
Okay.
And we anticipated more people bringing things like this to us in the future. So it's We talked to Mr. Jones. It's not something that's unsurmountable. It's a little bit of time. We just want to make sure they're appropriate items, and I think it's very appropriate to showcase that on our courthouse.
And autism is already, is that correct?
It is a month later.
Yeah, but it's been approved and it's being done.
Well,
that's a yearly deal too, isn't it?
It was approved when we switched out to the new lenses, the new floodlights. We checked into getting some blue ones. This is J.T. Thornburg, and he did buy one blue lens to see how it would work. Before that, we just had the old floodlights where he came up with a wooden frame and a plastic lens that the heat from the lights just deteriorated them so bad. So when I talked to Monty, we are checking to see the new floodlights that we have are actually already discontinued, so we cannot get that same blue lens. So I think we're going to – Monty said he would check into getting something retrofitted.
Is the autism color being
– Is blue.
Oh, it's blue as well.
Blue, yes.
Okay.
And one issue we did have, though, was when we did light the courthouse up blue – it'll show up good in a picture, but when you're driving by it, we had a lot of people actually ask us if they're, you know, they didn't know what the deal was. It just is kind of a very light colored blue. And so it would be nice to have some signage with the lighting, especially to have that blue reflect off of the, off of something of a more harder surface.
Thank
you. I think it's a great idea. We do have just the one blue lens at this time. And I believe Monty said that the World Down Syndrome was blue and
yellow.
So let me check on that. And we talked also about, you know, whether we'd light the whole courthouse up or if it would be just one side or whatever. But there could be whatever we wanted to do on that. And I was going to tell Monty also that if there's ever an evening or something where you do want to kind of experiment with how a sign shows up and stuff, I'd be glad to help you out with that too. So,
but there was something, you can't get more blue lens anymore or something?
Not for these. They did make a colored lens for these lights, and they discontinued that fixture. So if we wanted to get, they still make them, but not for our light fixtures anymore. So I guess we would, you know, check on just getting some colored glass and a frame to fit it, so, which shouldn't be too hard, I wouldn't think.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
It's 9:14. It is now 9:15 on the clock. I would ask for a motion to close bids for the tracked excavator. Before taking that motion, though, I'd ask, is there any other bids in the audience for the tracked excavator? Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to close bidding for the tracked excavator.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Lytle, to close bidding at 9:15. Please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries.
This bid is from Interstate Power Systems. It is for a Lieber model R926. Base price, $250,123.06. Trade allowance, $88,556.30. Net price, $161,556.72. This is from NMC Caterpillar. This is a Model 323. Base price, $261,600. Trade-in allowance, $70,000. Net price, $191,600. Is there a warranty on this last one? I don't know. With the option of additional warranty, 4 years, possibly 5 years, 5,000 hours of $5,800. But I did not put that, have that included into the price because I don't think.
This is the one had an option. Standard warranty.
What was the price? Not available. Okay, it wasn't available on that machine. This is from Murphy Tractor for a John Deere 250 GLC. Base price, $313,857. Trade allowance, $120,000. Net price awarded, $193,857. This one has included in that price the warranty, the 5 year, 5,000 hour.
That's it.
Mr. Chairman, as we've done in the past, I would like to turn these bids over to Becky and Mark, have them review those, and see what they come up with. I would like to make a rather than wait on this item, I would like to make a confirmation today, if possible.
Okay, we'll see if they can review those that quick. We don't have a lot of meeting behind us today.
Yeah.
If they don't get everything reviewed today, are you all right with bringing it back in 2 weeks?
I am. The only issue is, and I didn't read in there as far as availability, but the only issue is, I know. What equipment's like nowadays. If you wait 2 weeks, the equipment that we're bidding on today might not be there. That's the only reason I say that.
Do we have representatives from Interstate here? We have a question from one of the supervisors. Where the R926 is manufactured?
You can come up here.
Would you give your name for the record and answer? I'm sorry. We heard you, but...
Interstate Power Systems. I'm the Shane Sackwitz, the branch manager in Lincoln. The R926 is manufactured in Germany.
Any other questions for the Liebherr rep from Interstate?
What would be the time frame of getting equipment?
It would be the end of June 2022. We did get an update on the warranty.
Okay.
If we're, the update on the warranty is actually a 5-year, 3,000-hour warranty. I think the previous one said a 3-year, 5,000, which got switched around. So it is 5-year, 3,000 hours included in that price.
Ms. Haxby?
I was just going to ask if the availability on those other two machines, because if we do have time.
Let's have the other representative come up and talk on that. Any other
anything for Interstate?
Right. Any other questions on this one for anybody?
You have a service location or service? Where would your service come out of?
Our service is actually, the branch is in Lincoln, 3001 West O Street. We do have two technicians that are out of Beatrice here in service trucks.
So you have service personnel in Beatrice?
Yes, sir.
Two of them?
Yes, sir.
How many machines you got out?
As far as?
This excavator.
They're scattered. We have a smaller one currently in the yard right now. I apologize. I'm in the process of moving to Nebraska. I just took over this branch a month ago from Des Moines. So there's machines scattered from loaders to excavators to material handlers all over the place.
Eddie, do you mean how many do they have out of that dealership or how many of those excavators?
That are local.
Oh, how many of those machines that are local?
If they got servicemen in Beatrice, they got to have some local.
It's my understanding that you all just started carrying the Liebherr line in Lincoln. Is that correct?
Well, we signed the deal in January of 2019, and then we had this pandemic that happened and really slowed the progress on things, but things are wrapping up rapidly. I actually was one of the first service personnel on the ground when we signed there. I did a lot of stuff out of the Altoona-Des Moines area. Been working hand-in-hand with Nebraska, partly why I'm over here, training technicians and being out there with them. So,
but this isn't a new machine, I guess, is probably what he's asking, not only locally, but this is a machine that's been around, or is this a new machine?
Oh, no, they've been the machine that this is bid off of, this is a brand-new machine, will come from the factory and be able to be on the ground here by the end of June 2022.
I don't think he understood your question.
Is this a new model, or is this a machine that Liebherr sells currently or has been selling?
No, this machine has been around for quite a few years.
Any other questions for Interstate? I would ask for Travis to come up with. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, that was my comment. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'd rather let the other ones represent their equipment too.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you.
Travis, would you give your name and affiliation? And
hey, my name is Travis Boyle. I'm with NMC Cat out of Lincoln. No offense, but it is a bid. I have 13 counties, never seen a Liebherr wheel loader, dozer, excavator in any of my territory. Cat has been around for years. Cat was the first really in the construction industry. They've been making excavators and equipment and in general for 75, 80 years, for a long time. This 323, it is in stock. It's in Donovan. It arrived last week. I do have a reservation on it for you guys, and once we find out, you know, we have it locked for 30 days is what we typically can do for reservations. I'm hoping to have an answer before that because there is a lineup of people that they want it. It showed up. It's ready to go. The only thing that we would have to do is add a thumb. Thumbs are 8 to 10 weeks out. By no means does that mean you have to hold up the delivery. If you have projects, you can take it. You can run with it. When the thumb comes in, we can haul it back to Omaha or Lincoln, install the thumb. It's a progressive style thumb, and away you go. And that should only take a day or two to get the thumb put on. The CAT excavator, it's a next-gen excavator. It's been out for probably three years now. It's electric over hydraulic. It's got a lot of bells and whistles that our competitors do not have. So it's not really an apples-to-apples quote. For example, we have a safety feature called E-Fence. So what you do on the swing, so you get the E-Swing, E-Ceiling, E-Floor, and E-Wall, you can swing out your arm, you can set it, so you will not swing that past that point. Like if you're going into traffic or if you got power lines or a tree or something above you you want to set it at, it's got the grade and slope, so you can set it on the wall so you can bench and slope your cross slope. You can get it down to whatever depth you want to make it. That's standard as well as payload scale is standard. With the electric over hydraulic, if you know anything about the F-Series, there's a lot of hydraulic hoses. What they did is eliminate tons and tons of hoses. So you got a nice, clean, easy to service, everything at the ground level. You can more than happy come up and look at it if you'd like. Let's see here. Any questions from you guys? Yes.
You mentioned the thumb. Is that thumb an aftermarket thumb or a CAT thumb?
100% is CAT. 100% okay. CAT. It's all warranty on CAT. It's all made by CAT.
Okay.
Any other questions for Travis?
Just in case Mark and Becky don't get through at all, does it matter if it's this week or in 2 weeks?
It doesn't matter. I'll hold on to that reservation, like I said, for 30 days. I'm hoping just how the way things are. If you were to build a machine, you're looking at it could be 6 months. So, and not to mention price increases. There's going to be another 6% price increase coming on later in the year. I don't even know what to say with the availability, the price increases. We got the CDL issue going on right now. It's who knows. I wish I could give you exact answers on some things, but I can't.
Thank you, Travis.
You bet.
Taylor, I'm going to have you hold off for just a second. We have a timed event at 9:30. It shan't take long, I don't think. It's 9:29 on the clock. There's a sign-up sheet in front of Becky on the table to my right. If anyone would like to speak in favor or support or opposition to our 1 in 6 year plans. It's 9:30 on the clock. I would ask for a motion to go into public hearing for the 1 in 6 year plan at 9:30 on the clock.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Shuler. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor, we are in public hearing. The sign-up sheet is on the table to my right. Is there any names on the sign-up sheet? Are there any names on the sign-up sheet?
No.
Anything from the board on the 1 in 6 year plan we were presented? Anything from Mr. Kunke on the 1 in 6 year as he's reviewing the bids?
I think approximately what I remember in the 1 year plan, there's replacement, I think, of 13 bridges, and I think 13 culvert replacements when I reviewed it for the township meeting. Is that approximately right, Mark?
Sounds, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's including two major structures, which would be the bus bridge repair as well as.
The bus bridge is a repair, it's not on the one year plan.
It is not on the one-year plan.
Since it would be considered a repair.
Not a replacement, but the Claytonia Bridge is actually on there for replacement.
Claytonia Bridge is on there, plus five of the previous bridge match projects are on there, hence why there's a large number of bridge replacements on there.
Those bridge match structures are funded from previous bridge match rounds?
No, they're the ones that we've submitted, but have never won any funding for.
And we do have two or three structures left, Mark, that we did get accepted in the bridge match.
One.
One left?
We have one left over just east of Philly.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. Everything.
And that one is done in full design. Pawnee County will be taking bids for that.
Is that the one on 176th Road?
Yes, sir.
All right, if there's nothing else for 1 and 6 public hearing, last chance from the public. Anything from the board? If not, I'd ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 9:32 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Juergens. Any discussion? Second by Dorn. Oops. If not, please vote. 6 in favor. We are out of public hearing at 9:32 on the clock. We'll revert back to Taylor with Murphy Equipment. If you could come up, give your name and affiliation and your rundown on your machine.
Yep. Taylor Wenzel with Murphy Tractor, John Deere dealership out of Lincoln. And our excavator is in stock. Our thumb is not. If you, the one that I quoted is not. We have thumbs in stock, but that one would be about 12 weeks out. The machine does come with a 5-year, 10,000-hour DPF assurance. So that's directly from John Deere. If the DPF filter gives you any issues in that 5-year, 10,000-hour mark, then we take care of it along with the full machine warranty. The machine is very similar to what you guys have now, same series, same G-series excavator that you guys are used to. It's just one size bigger, which is going to move you from like 159 horsepower to 188, and then about 4,000 pounds heavier. So.
We've had we have a relatively low hour machine. I don't remember how many hours are on that.
Or a 4,500, give or take.
We replaced the main rail on each, on both sides on the undercarriage.
Yeah,
a couple of years ago, I believe. Is this a wide track as well? Are we going to have the same rail issues?
It's the same width of pads that are on it, and it's the long carriage, undercarriage for better stability. But I don't know. Unfortunately, I think the way that the county uses the machine in ditches and whatnot is kind of just hard on any undercarriage. But that's maybe I could be incorrect on that, but that would be my opinion on.
Are each of the machines that were bid, do they all have long carriage and the wide pads on them? I remember thinking that was really a premature failure on that rail. Yeah.
The 31 inch tracks?
33.
I'm pretty sure they're all within inches of a 31, 33.
32.
Yeah.
Any questions for Mr. Wenzel, Ms. Axby?
Same question. Would you have the machine in 2 weeks?
This machine is available pending a prior sale from somewhere else within the company. So if it does get sold, we do have more on order, and that will be showing up. And I think there's the next one maybe in May, but we don't. This one is not on hold for anybody or anything if you guys wait to decide and it gets sold in the meantime. So,
if that one's sold, the price would be still good?
Yes. The pricing would still be the same in 2 weeks. It's just that the machine availability would change.
Potentially. Any other questions for Mr. Wenzel from Murphy? All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Up next on the agenda, approve or disapprove resolution number
22-05.
22-05 on the 1 and 6 year highway improvement plan. I asked Don about this generally after we have a public hearing. We approved that in 2 weeks later. On the, those are planning and zoning items. On the 1 and 6, we typically approve at the same meeting, unless there's opposition to that from the board. If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve resolution number 22-05.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, seconded by Dorn, to approve resolution 2205 on the 1 and 6 year highway improvement plan. Any discussion? See, Mark, any discussion from moving along?
I guess I only had one question so far with the excavators, the LeBaire.
Oh, sorry, Mark. Any discussion on the 1 and 6 year plan before we approve?
I got nothing. Like I said, this was a learning curve. When I said everything, or when I met with Minley Wagner, they stated let's just say I had my ducks in a row. So compared to other county superintendents, so I felt good about that. And that's.
We've had a very aggressive bridge replacement schedule in the past, and it sounds like we're continuing with that too. So,
pick the low-hanging fruit. Let's get some of these smaller bridges out that can get replaced with culverts. Easy way to fix a bad bridge.
Absolutely. Any additional discussion? If not, we have a motion by Lytle, seconded by Juergens.
Dorn.
Sorry, Mr. Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Lastly, on our agenda for today, approve or disapprove a wage increase of $3 per hour for corrections officers and corrections sergeants only. The wage increase will be effective March 22nd, 27th, 2022. This is within the current FOP contract. Due to changing wages in the corrections field, not only at the county level but also at the state level, we're having an issue with our corrections staffing and continued staffing and hiring. This is the current trend statewide, as well as in our surrounding areas. Mr. Lytle?
So Mark and Becky can talk freely. Can they move their review to the other room?
I'm sorry. Was that what the...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mark.
Fired.
We're shooing you into the neighboring office. There are donuts available there, Mark.
What's that?
Donuts are available.
Do I look like I need a donut?
Yes.
But this has been the industry trend. What prompted this were discussions with the sheriff attempting to make hires or advertising for jobs. This by no means brings us up to the top or the middle, but it brings us closer to where our surrounding and comparable jail correction staff payrolls currently are. Yes, is there any discussion on this item? We do have a letter from the FOP accepting. Oops. We do have a letter to the county board from the union accepting this offer for corrections officers and corrections sergeants. This would not affect any other part of the FOP contract, which currently has approximately another year and a half left.
I think something, Mr. Chairman, and you hit lightly hit on it, but I think this is an extreme situation. You mentioned a lot of the folks across the state are having similar problems. It just depends on where you are on the scales and comparables. But I know the sheriff's had all kinds of issues retaining and recruiting. And, you know, without this, he's in dire straits. And just so that I don't know if the citizens understand that this is just something you guys decided to come up with. And I know you studied it hard. So I just want to, you know, make sure you put that in the record because, you know, it's – it's not just midstream. You decide you made a mistake at some point here. This is the outside world has created this issue.
And that's not something we take lightly. We do have a contract to open up a contract and look into that. It is a serious item. We don't have a new facility. Trying to bring people into an older facility with older accommodations is not easy as well. The sheriff has an uphill battle in many ways, but we are trying to save the taxpayers' money as well as we can and still provide all services.
Ms. Axby. I'm just going to say thank you, Roger, for bringing that up because it is a larger wage increase, but if you look at compare other local job opportunities, we don't even come close. So we wouldn't be able to fill those jobs if we didn't do something.
We do tease back and forth with the sheriff. We have a good working relationship, but when he does come to us with something serious like this, we want to provide our law enforcement with whatever they do need to do their job, and that does also include our correctional staff because they're doing a very important job for us too, which is not always the most desirable. Any additional discussion on this item? If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve the wage increase of $3 per hour for correction officers and their sergeants.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Lytle. Last chance for discussion. Mr. Lytle.
Eric, I'll give Gus the opportunity to speak to this because this is his office and his budget, and I think this would be a good opportunity for him to say his two cents on it. The one thing that I'll say from the board is that this is something that Gus brought to us probably 3 months ago, 2 to 3 months ago, and we've discussed this thoroughly. As Roger referenced, this is not, you know, we did open up a three-year contract in order to add this salary increase into it. Definitely is not something that we looked lightly at, and we had much discussion as to the range and what is the right thing to do. How do we take care of the building we have over there and making sure that we have the staffing that's necessary. But Gus, if you'd like to state something or talk about it, I think it'd be good.
So first, I do want to thank the board for stepping up and realizing that there was a discrepancy there. It was really appreciated. I already had a couple of them come over to me in the office and thank us for doing that. It is, like Eric said, you always try to watch the tax dollars, but I'll tell you anymore, the technology and now the workforce, it's just unbelievable since that contract was signed how rapidly the wages have gone up on everything. You know, like Emily says, we're competing against private as well, and that hurts us, but it is a real problem for us. I have till two openings. I'm hoping I can track some people back that left the county and went to a neighboring county to do it. With gas prices, hopefully that'll be enough to offset it and get them back. We'll see what happens, but it is a good starting point. Again, it's not the top and it's not the bottom, but it's sure better than it was by a long shot. And if we get close enough to where everybody else is at, I'm hoping the next time around we actually negotiate, it'll be quite such a big hit for any of us. Is a good thing too. So
we have asked for a longer contract each time, 3 years. Part of a employee-employer relationship is that trust and back and forth as well. We're midstream and we realized we are out of line right now. I do want to thank you. I mean, each of the departments will say I talk to you guys about your budgets. We watch where you are on your budgets. There were years ago where budget requests were large or there was a lot more back and forth on those. Both the Sheriff's Department and the jail, we haven't seen the big requests, and we've actually seen the sheriff and the jail working within their budgets too, within their means. The corrections has actually made a big difference. There's a big change in the last couple of years where there is a concerted effort to save money over there and live within our means. So I always get on you the other side. I do want to thank you for really trying. It's obvious you guys are working towards this.
Well, we try. You know, it's you always want to, over the years, you always want to try local and buy local and do, but anymore with the budgets where they are, unfortunately, we're buying a lot of our stuff online. It's just the way it is. It's time-saving, and it's saving some money there as well. But, again, like I say, the wage and technology are the two things that drive the budget. And I just don't see it getting a lot better here anymore because it's going to be a few more dollars now for that e-citation equipment. But we'll do what we can to keep plugging ahead, I guess, and do what's available. So,
any additional? Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Any additional discussion on this item? If not, we have a motion by Dorn, a second by Lytle. Last chance. I would ask you to vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. That is the end of our agenda. Mr. Juergens, did you all come to any decision?
I think Mark and Becky have reviewed that and have come up with a...
Looking at all of the machinery that was bidded, we kind of took out the LeBaire based off the little to no experience. The name, I'm just afraid of a trade-in factor down the road. There could be issues with that. And then the time frame, it'd be out of the budget year is what I was looking at for that. The CAT and the John Deere are really close. Based off between those two, the John Deere with that additional warranty, it would bring that bid price to $197,400. The John Deere price had the 5-year warranty plus an additional warranty on the DEF system at their original bid price of $193,857. And they were both in stock minus the thumb attachment there. Again, that's something I think we can work around. But I would recommend the John Deere as for the excavator that we would.
I have a couple questions there. And I guess these are aimed at council. If I understood on the LeBaire, it would be June, which would be this budget year.
Late June is what, yes, they stated.
My fear for using June as or not in our budget year as criteria, the question I would have on that is we just accepted bids not in the budget year for two trucks earlier this year. And I guess these will all just be process questions I have, just trying to be as flat as possible.
And then per our specs, it was stated as a 6-cylinder. I believe your guys is a 4.
Yeah. So there is a spec difference.
Is a spec difference there.
So if so you would say it does not meet specifications then?
Correct.
I don't agree with the 4-cylinder, 6-cylinder argument, but if it's stated at in the specs, I think that probably needs to
and
be
changed.
And that's
something we can because, I mean, I just copied and pasted from the previous one and added additional specs based off what we were looking for.
Just we're talking a substantial difference in price, so I guess that's part of what I'm walking through here, Counselor, is if we are going to exclude one, if there's a specification requirement and it doesn't meet that specification, is that justification for...
Well, that's why you have specifications. So, okay. I realize, like the one gentleman said, everybody's got their wrinkle marketing points, and those vary, but that's why you stay with your specs. They can still sell their product saying, here's something I've got that they don't have, and here's why it's important to you, as long as they're not charging you for that specific thing that's up over and above. And I think Mark hit on a couple of things that are legitimate things you can look at. It's the lowest reasonable price, and that's why we do bids on a public basis. And even though there appears to be a lot, if there's a differential as far as specs, that may account for it. And again, you're asking an attorney about an excavator?
Well, I just don't want it to be something subjective.
No,
as in we're not
familiar
with the name.
You stated it on the record.
Not.
Mark has these recommendations. Now the board has to look at that.
review his recommendation, and if you agree with it, then you move on. State it for the record that that's what you're adopting. And then, you know, again, that's something that when you set the specs, and I'm not being critical or anything, sometimes you talk to the people that you figured are going to be bidding and get their input too, because they're out there selling. Just a point. And Manelli can help you too on those things, because he's out there with the other counties working with them too. But you're okay.
So primarily does not meet specifications. Would that be your justification for?
Yes.
Discussion from the board.
In regards to?
The excavator, which excavator to go with. With the, I guess I would throw out there the next thing, and I try to play devil's advocate for you guys on this and just lay things out. Was the 4-year or 5-year, 5,000-hour warranty required in the bid, or was that an option?
That was an option.
And that's at a cost of $6,000. Is that an item we need to include?
If it is included, the price that he'd give.
In the deer.
And the Caterpillar.
The Caterpillar was the warranty for 5 years and
5,800 extra
as an option.
So it was added to that base price that I give.
So the reason I ask that is looking at that, without that warranty, the Cat is the low bid. With the warranty, the Deer is the low bid. So
correct.
Is that a necessity?
So is this with the warranty?
That's without. That's without, and with would be $197,400, I believe.
I don't,
Mr. Lytle.
Eric, I'm going to ask that Mark takes 2 weeks to review these, go through them thoroughly. I want more information on the Liebherr as far as the 4 and 6 cylinder difference. I want to have more detail, because you just took a bid and we've taken a recommendation to buy the highest priced of the three. I want to have.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The numbers he gave, that would be the highest of the three.
But these final numbers that he had, the warranty wasn't on the Cat, so it had ended up to be 197. Are you read them two again, please.
197,400.
And the Deer with the warranty was what?
193,857.
Of the bid prices that were read, we're looking at buying.
Right, but I did not have that additional warranty on the Cat one. Yeah. And maybe it was on there.
I have it as an option.
Okay. So apples to apples on that, Gary, when you include the warranty, Deer had a better warranty. Mm-hmm. By far. And when you include the option onto the Cat, the warranty on the Deer was included. When you include the warranty on the Cat, it came out to be 197 to 193.
I have a question for Mr. Boyle, I guess. Would you come up to the mic just for the record? What is the base warranty on the Cat machine?
Standard warranty is 12-month bumper-to-bumper, unlimited hours. My option warranty was per bid specs, 5-year, 5,000 hours. I do have a question for you. What do you mean better by far warranty? It's exact same warranty.
What did the Deer warranty say? Wasn't it 10,000 hours?
It was for the DEF system.
Oh, that was for the DEF system.
The DPF filter is fitted for the life of the machine until you need an engine rebuild on the Cat. We have bumper-to-bumper warranty on that 5-year, 5,000 hours. And if it happens to go bad, it's a $2,000 cleaning charge, or you can get a new one. But, yeah, it's fitted for life. That's why we don't have that extra.
You don't have the wording on a DPF filter?
Diesel particulate filter?
Is that what you're talking about, the DPF filter?
Yeah, diesel
warranty?
Particulate filter.
So that's just a additional wording on the DPF filter on the Deer, if I understand correctly. You can nod there, Taylor. Is that 10-year on the DPF?
Yeah, 5-year, 10,000 hour.
5-year, 10,000 hour on the DPF. Just for the record, that was Murphy Equipment. Mr. Lytle would like further review on this. I guess my question would be, do we need the additional warranty on there? It's a gamble, I guess.
I would recommend it. You're talking $5,000, basically, $5,000-$6,000, and you're covering yourself probably for, we've had issues in the past with new equipment. You're covering yourself, for that 5,000 hours and 5 years, So I would recommend we do it now. As far as Gary's motion, I would not be opposed to waiting because hopefully both machines will be there. If not, it's not a long wait, probably, to get one.
Was that a motion, Mr. Lytle, to wait for 2 weeks?
Can be. Sure. Yes.
We have a motion by Mr. Lytle to...
Is that going to change availability if we wait 2 weeks?
Possible. Potentially. The cat is available. The deer would be up to 6 months more if it is gone. And the liebherr will be the same because it was going to be delivered in June of this year, and I'm getting a nod for the record from Interstate that that's right. So cat will be available in 2 weeks. Deer may or may not be, but would maybe be a six-month wait, and the liebherr would be June. Oh, I'm sorry, May?
Did you
say June.
No.
John Deere.
Taylor. John Deere. I thought he said he might have one in May.
Yeah. Oh, in May?
We have one on order that is not also not spoken for.
Okay.
As long as that one doesn't sell, May.
So it could be May. I'm sorry, not 6 months, but could be May. Thank you. Motion by Lytle to wait 2 weeks.
I'll second that.
Motion by Lytle. Second by Schuler. To allow 2 weeks for further review. And then it will be on the agenda for approval at that meeting. Any discussion on that, Ms. Haxby?
Obviously, we don't purchase in this kind of quantity or size, but when we purchase our newer equipment like that, typically we opt for those extra warranties because electronics these days, if anything like that bad happens within those years, it's not even going to come close. So just from personal purchases, that's how we typically do it for those extra warranties.
Any other discussion on this?
Keep in mind you do have the warranties in the bid. The one was an option, but it's in there. And I think the specs ask for that, otherwise why would we have it? So I just throw that out.
I guess that is a question I have. Mark, was that asked? Was warranty asked for? Maybe I asked that already. Was warranty?
Minimum warranty, manufacturer usual, 1 year warranty shall be applied. A copy of the warranty and written explanation shall be submitted with the bid. And then on the bid form it says optional bids are as follow: new machinery plus an additional 4 years total machinery warranty. Total duration of full machinery warranty will be 5 years, 5,000 hours, including travel time and mileage.
So you have that in as an additional bid item. Any other discussion? If not, I would ask you to vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. We will allow for 2 more weeks review on this, and we'll approve at the following meeting. Thank you for reviewing this really quickly for us, too. Thank you to each of the bidders as well. We do appreciate the bids. We'll have an answer in 2 weeks, and it will be a surprise to all of us as well. But we do appreciate your bids.
Same time.
We will have, let's make that a timed event at 9:15, 9 o'clock?
No. think you just better avoid the time, because I got a timed event at 9 and timed event at 13.
It will not be a timed event, but it will be on the agenda that meeting.
just be here around 9, and that, sometimes, as you see, if we have space, we can bring it in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We don't have anything else on the agenda. Anything else for the good of the order?
It's like taking insurance.
Seeing none?
It's like taking health.
Maybe? No?
Excuse me?
Mr. Lytle. Oh, Mr. Shuler.
Yeah. I want to ask that, Ferger, is the resolution, let me see here, how do I have this? Ask our future resolutions, how they going to be treated, and will they be on the website then?
Oh, for clarification. Mr. Shuler asked me to bring this up, and I forgot. I'm sorry. So as we have agendas, as we have resolution on that, everything on the meetings have to be on the agenda or posted Tuesday morning, and processes generally have it in by 8 o'clock Tuesday morning before our meeting. So items that we're being that are going to be discussed are going to be attached to that agenda. Don started that a while ago. They hadn't been on there for a while, and they had been before. But that's the process now. Again, the clerk will attach those resolutions that she has at the time of posting to that agenda item. Like I say, that had varied. It was, it's not. And then after discussion 2 weeks ago, we all think that's a good idea. That'll continue to be attached.
And then schedule for public or planning and zoning has been updated
on the website. And Don also put that on. Our meetings will be on there, which they are, but the attempted times for the P&Z will also be listed on there with a disclaimer. They may change because we don't actually know exactly when they'll be or which meetings will be canceled, but they are up there.
But the way I read the website is that if a meeting is postponed or changed, you click the button on the home screen for the public notice, and it will be there.
Is that right, Don?
If I have it.
If she has received it, they'll do that. There's a real lag with MIPS putting stuff up, no, or can be a... It's not MIPS.
If I don't get notified, the P&Z, he's worried about
P&Z. Sometimes he's not going to find out until Monday.
The night of.
I don't know. Well, I can't find
out. He was sick and his wife passed away or whatever the heck happened.
I can't guarantee it.
Well, you can do the best you can.
But we're going to make the attempt to, yes.
Yeah.
The attempt will be there.
Maybe something slips through the cracks, but...
And generally, they'll try to have the meetings when they schedule them. We find out usually a week before also, but yep, that's right.
So if they do have a cancellation, what's the process, or a postponement, what is the process for public notice
10 o'clock.
On the paper?
The sirens are going off for Severe Weather Week. They're doing it on a Wednesday instead of Tuesday. So it's special for Severe Weather Week.
So are we supposed to practice the tornado drill? Do we crawl under our desk?
Well, we're Nebraskans. We look out the window.
Oh, okay.
But,
I just want to know.
Tune in to Quibi.
I thought it was going to stand outside.
We really do. That's what everyone does. They turn on Quibi and listen to see what's going on.
Out on the porch and look for it.
But I don't know the process they have for that. Did have some discussion with P&Z last night. Hopefully there's some new blood there and some new communications and... they'll come up with some new ideas.
Well, again, technically, by the law, if you don't know until you have the meeting, it can be canceled right then.
That's what generally happens because they intend on having the meeting.
Again, you know, a lot of these guys are people are volunteers. And
yeah.
It's not that I've never missed a meeting either, that you forget about it. So anyhow, that's the toughest thing about it.
Anything else for the good of the order, Mr. Shuler?
Yeah, Mark, are you going to be able to get the traffic counts accomplished this spring?
This spring.
Okay, because we talked about them last fall. Excuse me.
We don't want to put traffic counts out during the winter.
Okay.
One more quick one. Sergeant Street. Ron and Sherry Craig have the barn that they have parties in. We haven't lowered the speed limit. I got the traffic counts. They had to be over. They were afraid they were high speed. The numbers were very low. I forwarded those over. I think the average speed was somewhere around 25 to 29 miles an hour on both counters on a 10-day total. So they were low speed. They requested a sign be put up on both sides that said event center or cars entering the roadway, something like that. I said that sounded like a good idea. That's not something that we need state approval. It's specific to them. I talked to Mr. Kunkey. He thought that was realistic, with the caveat that they buy the signs, and if they're stolen or destroyed, they buy the signs again. And I haven't talked to the Craigs about this, but it sounds like a good idea. With the blessing of the board, I would encourage us to tell Mark to talk to them. Provide the sign and the cost that they pay for. You pick the sign. And I would ask that the board allows him to put those up on either side of their property. Does anyone have a problem with cars entering the roadway or special event venue or something like that? I thought that sounded like a good idea.
We can make it so they can tear the signs down after their events, too.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, why don't we take that damn Durango that's taking up a parking place and put it out there?
I think.
I'm serious. What the hell?
Let's put some of those state patrol people.
Where would you park it out there?
Well, it's out there. Just, the way he used to do that when he'd find out that so-and-so was going to have a party at their barn,
he'd
park a damn.
Well, we could do that.
Car out there, nobody in it.
We could put that with
people slow down.
One of the 10.
Just for the event.
She can do that.
Any opposition to that? Seeing none, Mark, go ahead and talk to them. Come up with a sign. Tell them the price. We'll put it up. They're responsible for it.
You hit that.
But the good thing is the speeds were all down. There was a high one, but there
was that speed count. When was that traffic count done?
Let me look at the date.
Hold on,
the
I got it right here.
One we just did
11/5.
This last year 21.
11/5 to 11/15.
Okay.
So that's what I anticipated. I know it seems like they're fast. But without the data, she thought it was a one-day count, and it's like, no, it's a 10-day counter on both of those. And, Mark, would you give me the average speeds on those two for those 10-day periods? I've got it on my phone, but...
Highway 77 coming onto Sargent, so that would be eastbound. Top speed of somebody was driving 106.4.
Which but could 80, also be, could also they, be an error.
Well, 85%. Range is what they'll base everything off of. We were at 43.4 miles per hour.
That was the fast one. So 43.4 on a 50 mile an hour road.
Which is slow.
Coming from First Street onto Sargent westbound, top speed was 50.9 miles an hour. The 85% average was 35.4.
And this is the one down on their side of the road.
This would be coming in from the blacktop. Westbound.
So that was the one that was over by them. It was
North 13th. Eastbound. So they'd be coming up on 13th, going eastbound. Top speed was 72 miles an hour. Average speed, 85%, was 44.1 miles an hour.
So turning off of 13th, heading east then.
Yep. Or somebody coming already on there, hitting that again from 77. That'd be the only reason you get their top speed.
What is 13? How does that fit in?
So it's counting from 13th. It's counting traffic off 13th going eastbound, but it's also counting traffic
not from 77.
I'm guessing it's all the eastbound. Gotcha.
So coming off 13th westbound, top speed was 88 miles an hour. 85% average was 42.8.
So it's probably realistic that the average speed there is in the 40s.
Right. It's in the 45-mile-an-hour range.
So it sounds like you got one or two violators that speed. Take care of the one or two. Don't take care of everybody.
The other thing they were concerned of was the trucks.
I caution you on signs.
I talked to...
First of all, that's another job for him to review it and make sure, quote-unquote, it's there. I guarantee it's going to be a target, just like every other blinking sign we got in this county. And how big is it going to be? What color is it going to be? What's it actually going to say? And I know the Craigs, it's a great deal. I just think we focused on something. It's like Pastor Furling always says, you focus on a little thing, and it gets to be like this. I mean, I like the idea of putting the rock on so that nobody can go over 30 mile an hour without sliding in the ditch. And I'm not saying anybody did that, but...
There was somebody that just ran up into their fence. And they said it was a speed thing. I argue that it's a bad driver thing. That fence is up a mountain now. I don't even know how they got up there.
Well, it could be both, Eric. You're a bad driver if you're going too fast on
that. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that supper rod?
Yeah, and it's destroyed. They must have smoked it pretty good.
Really?
Speed limit set for 50 mile an hour. Based off that 85% tile, we could make an argument to drop it down to 45 miles an hour, but I don't know if it's going to do anything.
Yeah, why?
But
it's, I don't know if it's worth it.
That's like cutting somebody's budget because they didn't spend their money. Because people are driving 45, do you lower it to 45 and tell them to drive 40?
You heard that, right?
Well, and again, you can put law officers out.
We don't
there
do that. We don't cut it for that.
7 o'clock in the morning when they're cutting across there, or okay, at 5:30 when they're coming back home.
With these 30 state troopers we have.
People off. These are people that actually have jobs. They're going to Lincoln or wherever.
Do you tell the state patrol that these people that pay for them to be out there are the ones they're pulling over?
Again, use some discretion. If you just sit there and drink your coffee and eat your donut, a lot of times. I do it in Cortland, like, oh, crap. The brakes go on, and you slow down.
I make the sound in the car. Hopefully they think I'm one of them.
Be-doo, be-doo.
All right. With that, do it. See what they say. They may say, we're not paying for signs. Jergens, anything?
Nothing.
Haxby? Shuler?
I just don't want it to be where somebody else is going to have an event center and, hey, we need signs. And it's we got to treat everybody equally. And
maybe there is an event center.
That guy up there at E-Energy.
I have less event center issues, where there's actually a lot of cars pulling on and off. We're not lowering the speed limit. We're just saying, hey, there's an event center here.
Like he's being harassed.
Maybe it's not terrible.
Stop signs don't even stop
people. No, people stop. Guns don't shoot people.
You got headlights.
People shoot people.
Turn them off, you make sure nobody's coming. Then
it only works at night, though.
This is daytime.
Oh,
Mr. Lytle, anything?
It's 40 mile an
hour. Conkey?
On our way to
makes it look like you stopped.
All right. Motion to adjourn at 10:13.
So move. Second it, Terry.
Second.
Motion by Doran, second by Jergens to adjourn at 10:13 on the clock.
We got some cards to sign.
Oh, Terry, here. Come back.
Terry!
6
in favor, we are adjourned.
He signed it.
Oh, he did. We're good. I think he did.